This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. What a great day it is. It's the first day for vaccines for frontline healthcare workers. This actually is something of a dream come true. And maybe, just maybe, it is the, as Winston Churchill said so famously, it's not the end, it's not the beginning of the end, but it is perhaps the end of the beginning. Yes, we do have hope to life beyond COVID-19, and that's a very good thing. It also is the day when the Electoral College meets. They're actually electoral voters, of members of the Electoral College, electors, who have assembled all over the country. They assemble in different cities, usually the state capital, in different states. They began this morning with Vermont. That's not a very big assembly. They only have three electoral votes. So they got together and they cast their votes for Biden because it's Vermont, and that was a state that Biden won very handily. But what does this mean for the future of the election struggle? President Trump tweeted out, I have just begun to fight, with three exclamation points. And yes, he does have a plan for undoing the electoral votes that will be cast today. We will cover that plan and also the reaction to it and the impact on the Republican Party of the ongoing struggle, particularly after some of the violent demonstrations that occurred over the weekend. Now, I don't think it was the pro-Trump people at all who were mostly responsible for the violence. It was the Antifa thugs. It was people from the left who tried to disrupt the marches that were held in various parts of the country, particularly Washington, D.C. In Olympia, there was a shooting, actually, and it was an Antifa anti-Trump marcher guy who got shot. We will cover all of that and what that means, plus the big new controversy about a member of Joe Biden's family. No, not Hunter Biden. We know about that. This is about Jill Biden. I cannot believe the angry reaction to a truly misguided column in the Wall Street Journal. We will cover that issue as well. And Tulsi Gabbard, remember her? She ran for president. She is the Democratic representative from Hawaii, and she's leaving Congress. She lost the presidential race. Don't know what she's going to be doing next. Could be some kind of gig on TV. She'd probably be good at that. But Tulsi Gabbard has introduced legislation that most conservatives are going to love. And what do you think about the idea by many economists that if you work from home, you should pay an extra tax, 5%. Fair? We will cover that as well on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first up, the meeting of the Electoral College. Bill and Hillary Clinton are both electors. I think we know which way they are going to vote. And see, that is the one thing that is extraordinarily important today to keep in mind, is that it is the norm for people to vote for whoever won the majority of the certified votes in the state. Electoral college electors are not supposed to go off on their own. Sometimes they do. But there are now 32 states that have banned that. It's now against the law. And if you, for instance, last time in the state of Washington, Washington has 12 electoral votes, and last time they were all supposed to go to Hillary Clinton. She won the state very easily, but they didn't because there were four people who decided, what the heck, Hillary is not going to win anything. Let's vote for one voted for a chief spotted eagle, and I think one voted for Colin Powell, and what they spread their votes around. Could enough people be doing that today so that it would call Biden's victory into question? That probably won't happen. But what will happen is a determined plan by the president and by his loyal supporters, particularly some loyal supporters in the House of Representatives, to keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting, and to try to disrail the Biden victory at the very last moment. Now, when is the very last moment? It's January 6th. These are all dates that are established by law, some of them actually established in the Constitution. But on January 6th, the votes that are being cast today, and the reason it's set up this way is it's longtime tradition, and it used to take a while for votes to get from one coast to another, to get from everywhere to Washington, D.C., now, of course, it doesn't, but they still allow all of that time. The basic idea is this, is that the votes today, December 14th, then they come to Washington on January 6th. And on January 6th, and it's the day after those Georgia elections, and assuming those elections are settled and clear-cut, then either we will have both of the current Georgia senators, either we'll have both Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, who will be there voting when they bring the electoral votes to the Congress of the United States, or we'll have their two Democratic rivals, or we'll have one of each, who knows. That race continues to be very, very close. But the way that the plan for Trump to fight on is covered in the New York Times in a piece by Michael S. Schmidt says that as the president continues to refuse to concede, a small group of his most loyal backers in Congress is plotting a final stage challenge on the floor of the House of Representatives in early January to try to reverse Biden's victory. Constitutional scholars and even members of the president's own party say the effort is all but certain to fail, but the looming battle January 6th is likely to culminate in a messy and deeply divisive spectacle. For Vice President Mike Pence, to whom the Constitution assigns the task of tallying the results and declaring a winner, the episode could be particularly torturous, forcing him to balance his loyalty to Trump, which has been amply demonstrated, with his constitutional duties and considerations about his own political future. Representative Mo Brooks, who is one of the most outspoken conservatives in the House, he's Republican of Alabama, and a group of allies in the House of Representatives are eyeing challenges to the election results from five states, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Georgia, and Wisconsin. By the way, what's interesting to me is which state are they leaving out of ones that has been challenged before? Michigan. Why? Because in Michigan, Biden won by 153,000 votes. It's not really close. It's a full 3% difference. Biden won Michigan comfortably, so they're leaving Michigan out. They're dealing with those five states. And in those five states, Mo Brooks and his colleagues in the House of Representatives claim varying degrees of fraud or illegal voting. And they claim it, of course, despite certification by voting authorities and no evidence of widespread impropriety. Mo Brooks said this, "We have a superior role under the Constitution than the Supreme Court does, than any federal court judge does, than any state court judge. What we say goes. We're the final verdict." And yeah, he's right. The Congress and the Senate vote, we're going to throw out this slate of electors that's been submitted by, say, Arizona. They can do that. But how does that voting work? It's a fascinating process all laid out in law. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
City sidewalk, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
And everybody counting down, of course, the days until Christmas. And And yes, you still have a chance to get a great Christmas gift from MedVet History Store, where everything is on sale. Absolutely everything for 20% off or 60% off if you get a really great Christmas gift, which is the full MedVet History Store library. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There are some 80 different programs all about different aspects of our history, and even about the history of the Christmas holiday and how it came to be celebrated the way that it is, particularly here in the United States. Check it out at MedVet History Store. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for our special holiday season sale. Okay, the when do these electoral votes that are cast today become fully official, and you say, well, we have a president. We have elected a brand new president. And President Trump, who insists that the fight is still going on, despite the fact that he had a very, very big setback at the Supreme Court of the United States on Friday night. And part of what I think is very notable about that and is worth pointing out is only occasionally does one party or another, does one side or another, one faction or another, get an unequivocal chance to say, I told you so. I was right. You were wrong. Okay, we win this argument. Those of us who are conservatives, those of us who favor the GOP, win the argument about the judges that President Trump appointed. One of the criticisms that Democrats launched against Judges Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett was these are all right-wing fanatics. They're going to be more loyal to Donald J. Trump than they will be to the U.S. Constitution. You can't count on them. They're not real judges. They're ideologues. They're way out there. They're far right. They're extreme. Every one of those three judges appointed by President Trump did the right thing. And they voted, no, you cannot, we are not going to receive, we're not even going to hear, we're not even going to consider the extremely ill-thought-out and illogical lawsuit that had been prepared by the Attorney General of Texas. They basically said, no, won't hear that. And basically, the decline of taking the case was unanimous. The It's true that Justice Alito and Justice Thomas registered a different basis for the unanimity because they said, as far as they're concerned, it wasn't a question of standing. They would have given standing, but they agreed with the decision not to hear the case, saying nothing about its merits. The case was not heard by the Supreme Court. The hope that President Trump had expressed of going to the Supreme Court, not going to happen. So the next shot he has is on January 6th at 1 p.m. All of this is very well established in law right now. And let's see, January 6th is actually a Wednesday. It's just that's the date that's established, gives 2 full weeks before the inauguration was scheduled now for January 20th, of course. And here's what they say. This is from PolitiFact, and it's actually quite informative and a very great summary of the law. Congress officially counts the electoral votes in a joint session at 1 p.m. on January 6th. The president of the Senate, a position held by the sitting vice president, that would be Mike Pence, of course, presides over the joint session. If the vice president is absent or decides not to show up, the Senate president pro tempore, Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, who's 87 years old, presides, not the Speaker of the House. So there will be a Republican presiding over this meeting, either Mike Pence, as is very likely, or conceivably Chuck Grassley of Iowa. Four tellers, two from the House, two from the Senate, read the certificates from the states and the District of Columbia, and then they count the electoral votes. The electoral certificates are unsealed and counted in alphabetical order by state. The presiding officer, that would be Vice President Pence, then announces the result. If there are no interruptions, the entire procedure takes less than half hour. When the process is complete, the vice president declares a winner. At this point, the election is officially decided and simply awaits the inauguration. Now, this creates all kinds of ironies because, of course, Mike Pence would be declaring that the winners were Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And it's kind of tough to do that when you're one of the losers. Al Gore had that experience. He had to declare that the winners were George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, not Al Gore and Joe Lieberman. But in any event, when the process is complete, the vice president declares a winner. The statute governing electoral vote counting in Congress prohibits debate and floor motions. But supporters of Trump still have one chance to object. And you know they will. During the reading of the certificates, an objection may be made in writing, but it must be signed by at least one member of the House and one United States senator. Well, we know the members of the House are going to be there and they're going to object. Mo Brooks has said he'll object. Matt Gaetz of Florida is going to be there. He's going to object. And senators, including Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Rand Paul of Kentucky, have said they may well lend support to these objections. The statute that governs the process says that electoral votes that are regularly given and lawfully certified must be counted. So when people sign these objections, they will say, we don't believe that the electoral votes from Arizona or the electoral votes from Georgia or the electoral votes from Wisconsin or the electoral votes from Pennsylvania, we don't believe that those votes are regularly given and lawfully certified. And what that means, that if the objection is ruled in order, then the joint session of Congress is immediately suspended, and the House and Senate break up. Senate goes to its side of the building, the House stays where it is in the House chamber, they're on different sides of the Capitol, and then the Senate and the House debate each objection. Now, each objection, they cannot debate for more than 2 hours, and no one can speak more than 5 minutes. It's all in the law. Done repeatedly over several states, this process can consume a great deal of time. There are 5 states that they're going to object to. If they take 2 hours for all of them, it's going to be 10 hours of objections. So any chance that Trump gets these votes thrown out, which is what he and his backers want to do, we will get to that. What are the chances in the midst of a pandemic that we do just fine, even without a new, big, expensive bill from Congress? We'll talk to Stephen Moore coming up on the MedVet Show.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the first coronavirus vaccines continue to roll out across the country, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says hope is on the way. Azar speaking during a coronavirus vaccine briefing in Washington, D.C.
Supplies of an FDA-authorized, safe, and effective COVID-19 vaccine are arriving at sites across America.
Initial doses are intended primarily for healthcare workers and those in long-term care facilities. The Trump administration is slapping sanctions on Turkey on Monday over a multi-billion dollar acquisition of a Russian missile system. A mobile surface-to-air missile system is said to pose a risk to the NATO alliance as well as an F-35. America's most expensive weapons platform. The deal between Turkey and Russia is said to be $2.5 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Remember that on Friday there was a deadline at midnight where if they didn't pass some kind of extension in terms of allowing spending, the entire country turns into a pumpkin and the horses turn into mice, and in any event, the government can't spend anything and shuts down for who knows how long. That didn't happen. They authorized a lavish, luxurious 7 days with which to work out another spending agreement. And they're still trying. And I think that people like Steven Mnuchin and even Mitch McConnell now are trying hard to get some kind of virus relief, some kind of COVID-19 stimulus bill through Congress to help people with unemployment benefits that are going to be cut off, to help people pay rent, to pay for utilities. Stephen Moore says, take it easy. The economy's doing fine without it. I know that's oversimplifying your position, Steve. Stephen is the a former advisor to President Trump during his campaign and during his presidency. He is also the author of the best-selling book, Trumponomics. Steve, you have take the courageous position that this kind of emergency relief isn't that important. Why not?
Hey, Michael, it's good to be with you. Happy holidays. Well, look, we've already spent upward of $2 trillion in the virus relief bills. And the problem right now is that we have an economy that has been doing remarkably well until the last couple of weeks. I mean, we got the unemployment rate down to 6.7%, the swiftest decline in unemployment maybe in American history. It was supposed to be 12% by late 2020, and now it's at 6.7%. You know, we have 6.7 million unfilled jobs in the United States. We have seen, gains, and a lot of employers, say that they're still having a hard time finding the workers they need. The problem is that you've identified is so many restaurants and stores are being closed down now in just the last few weeks in mostly blue states. You know, I was in South Carolina this week, and I was in Charleston. Ever been to Charleston, South Carolina?
Like, oh, yeah, I love it.
It's a beautiful
it's a great
city.
Place.
Anyway, it wasn't closed
it's
down.
Wonderful.
I mean, there were a lot of, restrictions, but, you know, the restaurants were open, the stores were open, and the economy was hopping. Whereas, you know, I go to New York City, it's completely moribund. Seattle's probably the same way. Chicago, we were supposed to go back to home to Chicago where I'm from for Christmas, and we can't do it because everything's shut down. That's a big concern. And my point is a massive government spending bill cannot make up for the fact that these politicians are, in a way that's, I think, inappropriate and unnecessary, shutting down their businesses at a time. I mean, restaurants, think about this, Mike. Restaurants make a huge amount of their money between the period of Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's by far the biggest season for restaurants. And now, in half the states around the country, the restaurants are shut down.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the answer to that, of course, is they're struggling to try to make do with pickup food, with preparing stuff that you pick up and take home. But obviously, this is a very real problem. I mean, I guess one of the questions here about the emergency relief,
well, Michael, can I
is there are supposed to be millions of people who can't pay their utility bills, who may not have heat in the wintertime. Now, that's really serious. Wouldn't it be worthwhile to provide some kind of emergency relief until we can get the benefit from the vaccines and things can really begin slowly to get back to normal?
I don't think the government spending... Look, if we're talking about two different things. I mean, this is a great and important point. If you're talking about relief to people who need it, right? You know, emergency relief, you know, people can't pay the utilities, can't pay the rents, don't have enough food. Provide emergency relief. But what I'm saying, Michael, is that government spending doesn't stimulate the economy. The only way the government can give you a dollar is to take a dollar away from me. There's not magic money. It's not pixie dust in Washington. And that's my point.
Well, they just borrow it. They don't take it away from you, they borrow it.
They buy the bonds, right? I mean, it sucks money. Yeah. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just borrow our way to prosperity? But I don't think anybody listening to this show believes we can just keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing forever. That's a story that doesn't have a happy ending. So I want to encourage these states in a responsible way to open up their economy. Let me give you an example. A study that just came out a week ago finds that less than 2% of people who've gotten coronavirus got it from a restaurant. Over half of the people get coronavirus. You know where they get it? At home. So, this idea that somehow you're going to stop the spread of the virus by shutting down every restaurant in America, no, I'm sorry, I have a big problem with that. I think, and by the way, we're adults. I'm kind of a libertarian, maybe a little bit more libertarian than you are. But we're adults. We're responsible people. We're a free country. People should be able to make up their own decisions about whether they want to go to a restaurant or whether they should go into a store. And by the way, I use a lot of caution. I don't go into a restaurant. But I would not deny you the right to go into a restaurant.
Yeah, except the problem with that argument, Stephen, and you know it very well, is that you could make the decision, you could get sick, and then you're taking up a hospital bed that's not available to me. I had this conversation with Alex Berenson the other day, and the hospitals really are very sorely taxed. That's not a fraud. It's not a fake. We're going to be speaking to some hospital personnel tomorrow. So the question is to say, well, I should be able to make my own decision. If your decision puts at risk jamming up our medical facilities so we can't even provide emergency care for other people, that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, I worry, though, that this is a slippery slope argument. You know, this is, that's a justification for the government telling you everything you can, you know, you can and can't do. You know, it's the argument that, you know, Mike Bloomberg uses to, you know, try to outlaw, you know, big gulp, you know, drinks with people. Well, you know, you're going to get sick, and then that's going to put a strain. But here's a bigger point. We've been through this terrible virus, and I'm not minimizing, look, 280,000 or so people have died from this. So I'm not minimizing the tragedy of this virus. What I'm saying is we now have almost a year's worth of evidence that lockdowns are not a very effective way of containing the virus. If you could show me, Michael, because, you know, I like this conversation because we don't necessarily agree on this, but it's good to, you know, air this out. If you can show me evidence that locking down and shutting down restaurants or shutting down stores or, you know, shutting down schools, which is especially crazy, that somehow that's going to, you know, keep the country healthy, I might be persuaded, but I see no evidence.
It's not going to keep the point is, it's not going to keep the country healthy, but it keeps the country healthier. And that's why we're not the only country in the world that's followed. What? By the way, why do you think that, for instance, Germany, which is by issuing another lockdown right now, and it's big and it's serious and it's punishing, but they have suffered far less in terms of both economic damage and certainly in terms of death and illness than we have, and partially because they have much tougher regulations that people follow.
Okay, you know, it's a fair point, but on the other hand, the three states that have had the strictest lockdown policies have been Illinois, New York, and New Jersey. And guess what three states have the highest death rates from coronavirus? What I'm saying is, meanwhile, I'm in South Carolina, where they have almost no restriction, and there's, you know, they have lower death rates than states that have shut down all their restaurants and shut down all their stores.
This is fascinating. I wish we could continue, but the answer to what you're saying is that most of those deaths in New York and New Jersey is why they had such severe lockdowns. It was at very early stages, most of the death of the coronavirus crisis. And they've had a problem, and we have everywhere. If you can issue a lockdown, people don't always listen or follow. Look, God willing, it should get better. We should get the vaccines out safely. Stephen Moore, thanks for your contribution and your provocative piece. We'll post it at our website at michaelmedved.com, and we will be right back. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
They're not having that much of a fröhliche Weihnachten in Germany. As I mentioned with Stephen Moore, they are enacting a nationwide lockdown between now and Christmas, closing most stores and schools, and very strictly limiting group gatherings, which put something of a dent in the holiday season. They've closed those Christmas markets, which are a very popular tradition in Germany. And everyone around the world is hoping, trying, signing up for that the vaccines, and may they work as advertised. Of course, the vaccines here in the United States, it's going to be 2 shots that you need for it to be fully effective. And they're supposed to be separated by about 4 weeks. And believe it or not, the polling shows about 60% of Americans, that's good, want to get the vaccines, and 20% of Americans absolutely refuse and won't take it. Which, of course, I don't think you can or should force people to take vaccines, but the government is talking about rolling out a $250 million public education campaign to encourage Americans to take the vaccine. All right, today is also the 20th anniversary of Al Gore finally conceding his loss of the election of 2000 by the narrowest possible margin. It was 537 votes in the state of Florida. And that one state, and that's the key difference between that election and this election. This election, Trump would have to flip at least 3 states, at least 3. Gore just had to flip that one state, Florida, and he would have been president by one electoral vote, but he would have been president. Okay. The Al Gore was on CNN with Jake Tapper. This is clip number 10. And 20 years ago today, he was asked, does he ever regret conceding in 2000 after the Supreme Court said, look, the recounting is over? They said that, by the way, in order to make the safe harbor date. The safe harbor date, of course, was several days ago, it was the 8th. And here we are. Now the Electoral College is actually meeting. When by that time, 20 years ago, Al Gore was finished, conceded, on his way out of office as vice president. Here's what he said on CNN with Tapper.
No, I have not. You know, Winston Churchill once said of the American people, he said, they generally do the right thing after first exhausting every available alternative. And there were no remaining alternatives after a final Supreme Court decision. The only intermediate step between a final Supreme Court decision on a matter of this sort and violent revolution. And those who talk about continuing the fight after it is over with are being disrespectful of American democracy, which is, in Lincoln's phrase, the last best hope of humankind.
Most Americans seem to believe that. There's a new Fox poll that shows that a hefty majority of Americans think that right now President Trump's continued fighting to try to overturn the election results is damaging the country. Certainly damaging his party, and we will get to that. The question that I want to finish up here is, what about this idea of the objections to the electoral votes coming in from the contested states, from Nevada and Arizona and Wisconsin and Georgia and Pennsylvania? Those states will probably have objections to them when they send in their electoral votes on January 6th. So in order to have those electoral votes either thrown out or replaced by a Trump slate, you have to have the vote of both houses of Congress. It's virtually impossible that that would happen in the House, because the Republicans are much closer, and this would be the new House of Representatives. It wouldn't be the old House. The new House takes office on January 3rd. This meeting takes place on January 6th. So the first decision that some of these new House members, some of these new Republicans may have to make, is this very important decision. But the Republicans will still be, at the very least, they would have to swing 5 Democratic votes. And it's very hard to imagine who those 5 Democratic members of Congress would be, and it probably would have to be 7 or 8, who would go ahead and vote to disregard the votes for Joe Biden and to throw them out. That probably won't happen, in which case the whole thing fails. By the way, Democrats have tried to throw out votes in this way before. They've never gotten approval from either House of Congress. They tried it in 2000 after that Bush-Gore election. They tried it in 2016, 4 years ago. And basically, it's just gaveled out of order. They didn't get Senate sponsorship. Now, this time, they will probably have a senator who sponsors. But even getting it through the Senate, let's say that both Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue win. That means 52 Republicans that in the Senate who can vote. Now, you'd have to hold almost all of them. You'd have to hold at least 50 of them. It's unclear whether Mike Pence can break the tie, but let's say he could. You've already had statements from Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins and Mitt Romney and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, and there will be others. There will be others who would come forward and say, no, we're not going to go along with flipping these states. I don't think you would have your 52 Republican senators, even if they win the election in Georgia, and even if they can make it up from Georgia to Washington in time for this particular matter. And that's why in PolitiFact, what they point, they are asked a question, is any of this a realistic way of securing a second term for Trump? And PolitiFact answers, and I think they're right, not really, thanks mainly to the Democrats' majority in the House, because both chambers must agree to an objection. It would fail if only one agrees to it. And if the objection fails, the challenged votes are counted. And Biden wins. He wins 306 to 232. Objections are easily raised, but there's no realistic chance that House Democrats would approve of Republican-sponsored objections. There is zero chance a challenge will succeed if the voting falls along party lines. In 2000, 2004, and 2016, we saw multiple objections from House Democrats, but no senator objected, so the objections were not considered. If House Republicans did manage to get a senator to co-sign an objection, it would remain a heavy lift for the objections to get all Senate Republicans to support the cause. Senate Democrats would need to pick off only a couple of institutional-minded Republicans aside with them to make sure that the objection fails. These could include GOP Senators Mitt Romney of Utah, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Susan Collins of Maine, and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. All four have already said that Biden is the duly chosen president-elect. So what does all this mean? What it means is that the Wall Street Journal is right today in its editorial. They are big fans of President Trump. They constantly remind people of his achievements. But they have an editorial today, the lead editorial in the Journal. It says Trump's challenge is over. After losing at the Supreme Court, he has no legal alternatives. And they point out President Trump's legal challenges have run their course, and he and the rest of the Republican Party can help the country and themselves by acknowledging the result and moving on. The court made the right call, and it would be refreshing if the political left that has relentlessly attacked Mr. Trump's judicial appointees as partisans admitted how wrong they've been. We've lost track of the many claims by Democrats in the press that Mr. Trump appointed Amy Coney Barrett to steal the election. She and Mr. Trump's other two court appointees did not dissent in the Texas case. They did the right thing for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The country and
if Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.